It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Could a multi-sports complex on Normal's west side be an issue to bring Bloomington and Normal back together? Despite the dispute over the Metro Zone tax-sharing disagreement between the two municipalities, there are still dozens of areas where the two must work together, ranging from police and fire protection to traffic control. The first test case of municipal cooperation following the Metro Zone blow-up is a proposal to build a $16 million multi-sports facility that could replace the current soccer field on airport property that the FAA has deemed unusable space. Katie Kim is a real estate developer trying to bring all of the parties to the table. She spoke with GLT's Colleen Reynolds just after the two major youth soccer organizations announced they were merging. Kim says some soccer diplomacy could help bring the town and city together.
I would say with the Metro Zone, obviously that was a big event that has happened recently. Now reaching out to Bloomington officials and told them about our project and about our plans. They are very much still, we're still interested in helping. We can do intergovernmental agreement, but we really, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but we have to get that cost and the scope defined. And then really know what we're working with. But it was really great to hear them come and say, even though this is stopping, it's not stopping the project. And I'm hoping that this project could really mend, kind of the departure, if you will, of that relationship and really mend it and still get the municipalities to come together, because it is going to take both of them to make this project happen.
When I talked with Mayor Renner, he indicated something in the $5 million range might be doable. He said, I know a lot of people want a Cadillac, but we might have to settle for a used Malibu. What are your thoughts about that kind of perspective?
At this point in time, I would say, hold on. Let's look at the cost. With the announcement with the Chicago Fire, that opens up, talking, and that opens up a lot of doors and a lot of opportunities for relationship corporate sponsorships. Chicago Fire has to play a couple of their games outside of Chicago. Those could come to the Bloomington Normal area, which would bring in tickets, spectators, visitors, the team coming in, restaurants, hotel stays, all those different types of revenue generated just by having that game come here, having spring training, having summer camps. All that is going to bring additional revenue and is really going to help even our financial model for the multi-sport complex. And that's just soccer. That's just this announcement right now.
Were you aware that this was in the works, or did this come as a bit of a surprise to you?
I have to kind of play the fifth on that one. we did know that it was coming about, because in the planning stages, we met with Chicago Fire and we really understood what this could mean for the complex and what it could mean for the clubs, which is really great for the kids, the development of them, and then my job, right, is what does this mean in terms of dollars and cents and in terms of the sustainability model of the project? But I couldn't tell anybody.
So does this change the cost, though, of needing maybe a professional grade field and stands that might be a little bit more upscale to host a Chicago Fire game?
Not with the change in the scope of what we were already intending to do.
So are you hoping, it sounds like you're hoping that this will really create some momentum and even incentive for the two cities to just get it done?
Yeah, I think to me, once we get that data, once we get that scope in front of them, showing them an initial plan of what we're looking at and showing them the impact, and again the economic impact, what's this going to do to your for your city, what's this going to bring in terms of tax dollars, in terms of revenue, in terms of publicity. The fact that with these major tournaments and major games, Bloomington Normal is going to be on that. One of the other things I think it's really great partnership and publicity as well is for quality of life for Bloomington Normal residents. If you're a State Farm or a country, and you're trying to attract world-class talent, the biggest thing I would think is your families are going to ask, what can my kids do? Or what is there for, what kind of programs? And athletics is a really good focus for families when they look to locate, you know, what can my kids do? How, what kind of programs do you have? And school districts. I mean, we always hear school districts, but it also hand in hand goes with the sports. And so I would think that this is as another piece to their recruitment tool that they can be able to use.
So Katie Kim from the King Group, when can we expect, is it going to be in a work session form before councils where you will do the big reveal?
So our process is basically going to be coming, finalizing our site plan, coming to the soccer club, as well as the Illinois Fire Junior Soccer Club, coming to the Convention or Visitor Bureau Sports Commission, going to the councils and talking through in smaller groups to get feedback, and then taking that feedback, doing a revision, and then having some public meetings where we would get some of the public comment back into it.
So the plan, the very first time someone will see it is likely when?
Probably early April would probably be the first time the public would be seeing that, early to mid-April.
That's Katie Kim, a real estate developer working to work out the details of a new multi-sport facility for Bloomington Normal. She spoke with GLT's Colleen Reynolds. It's Sound Ideas.